gotta make me change my mind. Baby, just give me one reason. Oh, give me just one reason why. Baby, just give me one reason. And there ain't no more to say.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark in Paris. It's the reopening of the towers at the Notre Dame Cathedral 6.5 years after the devastating fire, with President Macron on hand for the ceremony. Across the channel Thursday in the UK, President Trump held a joint press conference with Prime Minister Starmer, and he was asked about negotiations with the Chinese government over TikTok.
We're pretty close to a deal. We may do an extension with China, but it's an extension based on the same terms that we have right now, which are pretty good terms.
While returning to the U.S., the president told reporters that broadcasters that frequently criticize him should lose their licenses a day after Disney pulled Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show from the air. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. The FDA's vaccine advisory panel will continue to consider today whether to change its recommendation for hepatitis B vaccines a day after deciding children under 4 should not get the single shot that includes chickenpox, measles, mumps, and rubella, recommending they're administered separately. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A new lawsuit filed over uncounted ballots in the city of Madison seeking damages for 193 people denied their right to vote in the November 2024 presidential election. The suit seeks to have a jury determine compensatory and punitive damages for the voters whose ballots weren't counted. Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary Randy Romanski has been named president of the Midwestern Association of State Departments of Agriculture. Romanski says he looks forward to representing Wisconsin in important policy discussions across the Midwest. And Wisconsin cranberry growers are seeing an above-average yield this season. The Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association tells WXPR the group estimates 5.3 million barrels of berries will be grown this season. That's down from record seasons in recent years. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. While most of the day should be dry, look for some showers and thunderstorms to start moving in later in the afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy and warm with highs in the upper 70s. Showers likely with possibly a thunderstorm or two tonight. Another mild night with lows near 60. The bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 65.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Friday morning. Dave Grant joining you at 6:03. A little bit of light rainfall coming down in downtown Baraboo, but that'll let up after, we'll see, 7 or 8 o'clock. Here are the cars on Max FM.
kept it going till the sun fell down. It kept it going.
Radio's not dead, but a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:09 on Friday morning. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. Yes, sorry, getting a little bit of a chuckle discussing some calendar day items with one of our other hosts, and I was being a little bit sassy this morning in my response. So, yeah, I'm Sure, I'll be in a little bit of trouble when I get home later, but, you know, that's nothing new, but it's 6:10, and I'm already getting myself into trouble. We all know how I roll. Let's take a look at that weather forecast for today. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and again, that will be taking place later on this afternoon. We will say after 4 p.m., it will be mostly cloudy with a high of 78. Tonight, those shower and thunderstorm chances continue throughout the evening until around 11 o'clock or midnight, cloudy with a low of 61. On Saturday, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day with a high of 75. Sunday, a chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Partly sunny, a high of 76. Currently 65 degrees and light rain falling outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. I hope everyone's having a great Friday. The weekend is in sight. It does look like it will be a little bit of a wetter weekend, so if you have some plans, maybe plan for the indoor variety because it will be a little bit wet out there, and looking at the grass, it definitely needs a little bit of precipitation to get it green back up, and I was noticing that when I was out and about yesterday. A lot of brown lawns out there. I know in our house that makes Wendy a little bit happier because she's been doing all the lawn mowing this summer with some help from one of our neighbors, and yeah, it definitely is looking brown, but we definitely could use a little bit of rain, kick some of that dust off. I know how dirty my car was as well. That definitely needs to be washed at some point. A lot of things happening today. First, over at MaxFM, bigdeals.com, shop local, save big. We have 75% off a $25 certificate to Baraboo Music. That certificate today only, no code required. Just $6.25. Baraboo Music offers instant repairs, sheet music, PA rentals, musical accessories, gear, and more. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. Again, big deal of day, 75% off a $25 certificate to Baraboo Music. That certificate today only, just $6.25. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. It is Friday, and yes, we are going to have some shenanigans this morning. We have lots of things that are happening, as I mentioned. We will be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40 this morning. If you know anyone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, please text those in now, 608-355-9970, or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Speaking of the free Civic Media app, please make sure you have that installed and ready to go on your mobile device. Our multi-state text-to-win contest returns Monday morning. Yes, you heard me correctly. Monday morning, you're going to want to have that free Civic Media app installed, ready to go, because we are going for the green or the gold starting Monday morning. We are so excited about our multi-state text to win contest. And, you know, this is one of those I've been waiting to talk about and making sure I didn't talk about it too soon because, you know, it excites me that we get to do these and you have a chance to win. You may be asking, what do I need to do? Well, first, have the free Civic Media app installed on your mobile device, ready to go. That is step number one. Tune in on Monday morning, 7 a.m. You will have your first chance to win. We will be giving away entries at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. We will be giving away $200 cash and gold jewelry. Yes. And we have our grand prize, two club level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. This will be in Green Bay, November 23rd at 12 p.m. And we're going to give you a gas card to get you to that game. So yes, you get a chance to see the green and the gold take on, you know, the purple and gold team. We'll just go with that. I'm going to behave myself this morning. I don't want to upset fans over to our west. So yes, that's going to be held in Green Bay. You have a chance to win that grand prize. So make sure you have the free Civic Media app installed, ready to go. We will have our first keyword at 7 a.m. Monday morning. We'll be taking entries all of next week and the week after. And we want to make sure you have a chance to win. So again, those giveaway times, 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Our daily prize is $200 cash and gold jewelry, and you get entered in for that grand prize drawing for two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. Yeah, I'm excited about this. I am hoping that we get a winner from Baraboo to go to that game and can tell us all about it. You know, that's the part that excites me so much. So again, that will start on Monday. During the morning show today, I have in my hand two tickets to Wagons and Wine. This will be Saturday, September 27th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Circus World Museum. I'm going to be taking entries with Emily this morning during the morning show. We will tell you a little after 7:10 what you need to do to text in to win these tickets. I have this right in my hand as I'm talking to you in studio. So tune in 7:10 this morning. We will tell you how you win those tickets. I'm excited about this as well. I'm like, Wagons and Wine. Yes, that's going to be fun. So two of those tickets we will be giving away this morning during the morning show. We will be taking those entries starting at 7:10 this morning. So we'll take those either via text or via the free Civic Media app. Again, you want to make sure you have that ready to go. Also, as a reminder, Purple Thursday is only 6 days away. We'll talk more about that a little bit later as well. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant on your Friday morning. And again, if you're heading out and about this morning, make sure you have that umbrella with you because it is a little bit light rain coming down in the area. And that will clear up. And then we'll see a chances of showers and thunderstorms again after 4 o'clock today. Looking forward to hanging out with you all Friday morning. And you know, I sometimes hear this about myself. Here is EMF Unbelievable on Max FM 616 on your Friday morning.
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
99.7 Max FM.
Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:24 on Friday morning. A little bit of light rain falling in downtown Baraboo. We'll have a full look at your weather forecast in just moments. As a reminder, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to Circus World Museum's Wagons and Wine. This is going to be next Saturday, September 27th, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. We will let you know what you need to do at 7:10 a.m. to win those tickets. So it's going to involve you texting in. So make sure you have that mobile device charged, ready to go. And we'll give you a couple options to text in and what you're going to need to do to win this pair of tickets. One lucky winner during the morning show today. I actually have these right in my hand right now. So we'll give those away. With the entries starting at 7:10 this morning, we will pick a winner during the morning show today. Coming up at 7:10, Emily's going to join me, and we're going to talk a little bit about Purple Thursday, our benefit to help out Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Next Thursday, Radio Request-a-thon, looking forward to that. Our goal is to raise $5,000 for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin, and we need your help to do that. We'll have a way to get song requests on the air, dedications, you can bump songs, and it's $5 to get a song on air. Minimum donation, $10 minimum donation for a dedication, a minimum $25 donation to bump a song. We also are doing a little bit of fundraising in advance because we have set a lofty goal. If you'd like to make a donation in advance, you can write a check out to Hope House, and we will get that to them. You can email dave@max.fm or text 608-355-9970 to make arrangements. We will give those checks to Hope House on Thursday while they are here. Right now, we're at $600, and that is a great thing. We want to be at $2,500 by the end of the day on Monday. If we're at $2,500 by the end of the day on Monday, which is our halfway goal, our radio hosts have agreed to wear purple tutus in honor of Purple Thursday for the whole request-a-thon. That means all day long from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. All of our hosts have agreed to do that. So, yes. And then we'll do a Facebook Live just to show, yes, indeed, that they did do that. So, yes, all of us have agreed to do that, or all of my coworkers have agreed to do that. I didn't necessarily say I agreed to do it, but if we had $2,500, I guess I'll do it as well. So our coworkers always rope me into something around here for some reason, and I don't know. I usually say yes to whatever it is, and if we do hit that $5,000 goal, Emily and I both have agreed to get our fingernails painted purple and our hair dyed purple in to support Purple Thursday on October 23rd. We're working on seeing if we can be live at Hope House to help them with their donation drive that day as well. So, yes, I could possibly have purple hair. That could be interesting as we talk about the green and the gold taking on the purple and the gold in our multi-state text win contest next week as well. I wonder who came up with that idea now that I'm thinking about all of those things in my head this morning. Now, earlier this week, Aldi had a promotion where they were giving away 1,000 of their big bags with the Aldi logo for free on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Apparently, they sold out within minutes, and some fans are not happy. Here is Samantha Joanne talking about not getting her big bag on TikTok.
This message is for Aldi and Aldi only. I went online at 9 o'clock this morning to get the Aldi big bag. It didn't get dropped until 9:01. Then I clicked it to add it to my cart. I waited in the cart. It is now 9:18. It continued to tell me that it was 38 minutes and then counted all the way down to 23 minutes. And then it tells me my cart is sold out. Yes, you had 1,000 bags. But I was in there at 9:01. Technically, 9 o'clock. I just wanted a big bag.
She was a little upset she didn't get her Aldi big bag, apparently, and I'm wondering what all the excitement was about with this big bag. Now, I had not originally heard about this. Okay, so what this is, it's an Aldi tote, and it's colored light blue with the Aldi logo on it, and it says big bag. And so they sold out nationwide in 13 minutes, and some customers, obviously, as Samantha was very unhappy that she did not get hers. And so 1,000 people got them. She was not one of those 1,000 people, and she is just upset about that. And so, you know, it's a tote. One Reddit user reminded everyone you can get the same exact thing at other stores for $2.50 or another store for $1. And they said, I am certain you can Google large tote and find plenty of pattern ones for under $5. And so some people are determined to get these bags, and you know, that is just not going to happen. And they, Aldi's is on their website urging customers not to worry and reminds visitors, no matter what bag you bring in, you can still get those everyday low prices. So yes, it's not the end of the world. That's what it ultimately comes down to. There are plenty of other big bags out there. And you know what? We will all be able to still go shopping, whether or not we are one of those thousand lucky people is what it comes down to. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports and weather in the Jake Isles Band on Max FM.
Pick your own grapes at Oakwood Fruit Farm. They're great for juice and jelly. Remember your apples, Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and many more. Sip on fresh apple cider. Grab some donuts, caramel apples, cookies, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies from the bakery. Tuesday means 10% off all apples that you buy, plus mums, squash, and pumpkins to brighten your porch. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily 9 to 5. Just follow those signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Step into an evening where history is poured by the glass. At Wagons & Wine, Circus World's legendary wagons transform into stations for a grand tasting tour. Wander the grounds as 12 historic wagons each feature wines from Wisconsin wineries, making every stop a new flavor and a fresh story. Savor treats for purchase, sip to live music, and enjoy captivating entertainment all around you. It's a rare chance to experience Circus World After Hours, where vintage craftsmanship and exquisite vintages meet. Tickets at circusworld.org.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report. In football tonight, we see Adams Friendship taking on Mauston, 7 p.m. at Adams. Edgewood versus Portage today at 3 p.m. That will be held at Edgewood High School. We have Sauk Prairie taking on Lakeside Lutheran at home in Sauk Prairie, 7 p.m. this evening. Holman will be taking on Reedsburg at Holman, 7 p.m. tonight. And Baraboo Thunderbirds football versus Onalaska tonight at 7 p.m. in Baraboo. We will have Ben Bromley and Brandon Wagner on the call. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things. So we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. While most of the day should be dry, look for some showers and thunderstorms to start moving in later in the afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy and warm with highs in the upper 70s. Showers likely with possibly a thunderstorm or two tonight. Another mild night with lows near 60. The bathroom you've always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 65.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
Does she walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete? My homeroom, homeroom angel, always proving
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:37 on Friday morning. Yes, the weekend's almost in sight with Billy Ocean on Max FM.
Hey, hey, you. Get into my car. Yes, you. Get into my car. We'll be right back.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 641 on your Friday morning. Yes, weekend is almost here. Not yet, but soon. So, yes, let's take a quick look at that weather forecast. Today, we are looking at chance of showers and thunderstorms starting after 4 p.m. today. Mostly cloudy with a high of 78. Tonight, those shower and thunderstorm chances continue throughout the evening. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low of 61. Saturday, shower and thunderstorm chances with a high of 75. On Sunday, shower and thunderstorm chances continue in the afternoon. Partly sunny, a high of 76. Currently, it is about 63 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building, outside the corner of 3rd and Oak here in downtown Baraboo. And yes, I'm looking out the window. It looks like there's a possibility maybe of a little bit of fog out here. It is still dark. The rain looks like to have stopped. So, yes, take the umbrella with you because depending on what time you get done with work, you may need it. And as we're looking at football tonight taking place, it does look like those shower and thunderstorm chances continue at 7 p.m. until throughout the evening. So, yes, we will keep tabs on that. We are in contact with our athletic director, as always. And if there's any updates or changes, we will be sure to let everyone know. We want to also let everyone know about our big deal today. 75% off that $25 certificate to Baraboo Music today. Just $6.25. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up at 7:10, Emily's going to be joining me. And we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Wagons and Wine at Circus World Saturday, September 27th from 2 to 7 p.m. I have the tickets in my hand. We will let you know what you need to do to text in to win those tickets and, you know, giving them away during the morning show today. I'm excited about this. And we get to give something away. That always makes me happy. And so, yes. And speaking of giving things away, again, make sure you have that free Silk Media app installed, ready to go on your mobile device. You're going for the green or gold starting next Monday in our multi-state text-to-win contest. We'll talk more about that after 7 o'clock as well. Purple Thursday, next Thursday. A lot of exciting things going on. And as I'm sitting in the studio this morning, I heard a lot of loud noises out here, and I'm like, what is all of that noise out there this morning? Well, guess what? There was a loud garbage truck out there this morning, and here is comedian Dave Attell talking about what it's like to wake up way too early in the morning with the sound of the garbage truck. I am feeling Dave's pain right now. Not my pain, but the other Dave's pain.
Oh, San Francisco, I love ye. But this is such a loud towny toot-toot town, isn't it? Yeah. The loudest thing are the garbage trucks. Do you hear them in the morning with that sound? You know that? Nga, 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 nga. Nga, nga, nga. Make it stop. Make it stop. Make it stop.
Again, this is Dave Attell talking about large garbage trucks waking him up in the morning. I'm experiencing this morning.
What is that? Can't they oil it, whatever it is?
Right?
Is exactly. Someone throwing out a goat every day? I don't get it. They come at 5 a.m. Why? They're picking up garbage. It's not going to go bad again. What's the hurry, huh? What are you who? Huh?
I thought that was appropriate as I heard the garbage truck right outside the studio window this morning. I'm like, what is all that noise? I'm trying to do radio things here. No, I'm not trying to sleep here. I have to be awake now for the next 4 hours here, 5 hours, whatever it is. So, yeah, I'm like, what is all of that wonderful noise I'm hearing out here? Just as like, and, you know, Dave had it right there on load garbage trucks. And it makes me wonder why we had all that noise. Well, there you go. There was his take on it and my take on it this morning. But in all seriousness, we do appreciate all of our sanitation workers out there picking up our garbage and making sure that we keep things clean, because I know a lot of events going on. You don't want to have overflowing garbage cans. And so we appreciate them no matter what time of night or early morning it may happen to be. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar thanks to our friends at Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. And we're having some more great music, including Corey Hart on Max FM.
Craving something for the whole family? Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Dig into our legendary buffet with pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salads, and desserts. We've got deals all week long. Kids Night Tuesday, Wing Night Thursday, and $12.99 buffet Monday through Wednesday from 2 to 4. And don't forget the Fun Zone Arcade. Great for the kids or the kid in you. Stop by 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, where food and family come together.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting a brat sale. This will be Saturday, September 20th at Fresh Market, 935 8th Street in Baraboo. Enjoy delicious brats, hot dogs, burgers, and more. Basco brat sale from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Fresh Market, September 20th. Learn more at booseniors.org. It's time again for Baraboo Oktoberfest. This will be happening at Circus World in Baraboo. Get a taste of Bavarian culture and celebrate Wisconsin's German roots. Live music, German cuisine, Oktoberfest-style beer is going to all be on tap. Wonderful entertainment kicks off at 3:30. It's $10 in advance at the Chamber of Commerce or $12 at the door. Again, this is September 20th from 3 until 9 p.m. Oktoberfestbaraboo.com for all the details. And make sure to mark those calendars for September 27th. It is Sauk County Clean Sweep. Opportunity for homeowners, agricultural enterprises, and businesses to dispose of hazardous products and items that pose environmental risks, such as pesticides and toxic cleaning products. There'll also be fees to collect some electronic items and appliances, as well as tires. This is all happening at the old Sauk County landfill. All the details on what is accepted can be found by checking out their Facebook page. Just visit Sauk County Clean Sweep on Facebook. Again, this is September 27th from 8 a.m. until noon. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Contact State Farm agent Chris Stanton to bundle and save today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Your hometown station, Max FM.
Watch you weave, then breathe your story.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One day after President Trump called for broadcast